Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. I am excited and stirred in my spirit about some beautiful spiritual truths that the Lord has drawn out of these scriptures. And this is regarding a man of God called Gideon, who was a great deal like us. We've been looking at the book of Judges. Passages and scriptures from that book, chapter 6 through 8, that's the area we're going to be covering. And what we've looked at thus far is the calling of Gideon. First of all, there was a laying a foundation of the condition of Israel, and they were not doing very well. Why? Because they were God's chosen people, and they had turned their back on the Lord. They hadn't obeyed God, and God did exactly what He warned them He would do if they chose, once they got into the promised land, if they forgot Him, if they started worshiping the gods of the nations around them. He told them to virtually wipe out those the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land. Why? Because they were exceedingly wicked. God had dealt with them. Beloved, people that don't understand the very character and nature of God, His loving, merciful faithfulness, they say, oh, well, look at the God of Old Testament. Look what He did. He just wiped out men, women, and children. Well, beloved, they were exceedingly wicked. I fully believe those who understood and whose heart were turned to God, that God was merciful. There are examples in the scripture as Ruth the Moabitess, Rahab the harlot in Jericho. She was a Gentile woman, and yet she's part of the very bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because she had heard of the God of Israel. All of Jericho was afraid. They'd heard of the mighty exploits that the God of the Israelites had done to the Egyptians, the signs and wonders He had shown in the land of Ham. And beloved, she hid the spies, and a result, she and her family were spared by that scarlet cord that she hung out the window for the two spies that had escaped. She had harbored them. And so, beloved, God is a merciful God. He has a reason for doing that. He told them that not only were they wicked, I mean, at one point, if you remember, Moses said the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full. And so he deals with the nations. He deals with every man. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of Him and to repentance. And so God had subdued the land through Joshua, and yet each of the tribes had their own cleanup, if you will. And in many cases, they did not. They intermarried, and as a result, for example, look at the example of Balaam. They followed the invitations of the Moabites, and they were worshiping other gods, and God punished them. And so in our own nation, we see much of the heartache, many of the sorrows, the crises that are occurring as a result of our turning our back on God. We've taken prayer out of the schools. We don't need God anymore. We might as well take that off our money, and God we trust. Nah. At any rate, beloved, we are reaping the whirlwind because of the choices we have made within the last 50, 70 years. And, beloved, now is the time for the Church of Jesus Christ to arise. Just as God chose Gideon, God has chosen you and I in the day in which we live to stand up, to be counted, and to be firm in our position on who the Lord is, on what His Word declares, on His character, on His nature, on His principles, and we're to stand up for the Lord and be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And so just like Gideon, we might feel totally unqualified, totally unable for this high calling he has placed before us, beloved. But you know what? God did not speak to the objections that Gideon had. He just said, I will be with you. And I'm not going to take the time, you know, if any point in time you've missed a broadcast, you want to rehear, just go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org. You can listen anytime at your convenience. Just click on the UCM broadcast. So, beloved, what we see up to this point in time is that Gideon had been called. He starts to object, and God basically doesn't listen to his objections. He gives him a supernatural sign of his offering, and the fire of God comes down and consumes that offering. And then we see where he is at right now is a time of spiritual preparation to do the work that God has called him to do. Beloved, we are called. We don't know how much time we've got. The end is very close, beloved. Jesus is coming again. And we need to do, if we're ever going to do for the Lord, now is the time that we have to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, just as Gideon did. Now we need to look at what he did do. So let's start reading now. I'll begin. Again, I use the King James. The chapter 6 of Judges, verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. And build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him, and so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he did it by night. That he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. And when the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock that was offered upon the altar that was built. Praise God. And they said one to another, who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, bring out thy son, that he may die, because he has cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. Gideon's father said, and Joash said unto all that stood against him, will ye plead for Baal? Will ye save him? He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cut down his altar. Therefore on that day he called him Zerubbabel, saying, let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. All right, what do we see in these verses that I've shared with you? First of all, we see Gideon recognizing a spiritual truth. Beloved, you and I have to do that. God came to, in the form of the angel of the Lord, came to Gideon, said, look at all that I have done for your people. I am the same God that performed the mighty miracles in days past. Beloved, he's the same God that will do the incredible things for us today. It was only by a miracle of God that this country was birthed. We were fighting a powerful force, King George of England, and there were nothing but, what was our militia? Just a, you know, farmers and unskilled men. But God desired the birth of this nation, because in spite of whatever controversy might surround the beginning of our nation, our founding forefathers, nonetheless, God has used this nation. It is a nation founded on Christian principles. The Puritans came over. They wanted religious freedom. Beloved, God loves this nation, and he's calling to us just as he called to Gideon. We have to recognize spiritual truth. We have to recognize the God we serve is the God of the Bible. He is the God that parted the Red Sea. He is the God that parted Jordan when they came across to conquer the promised land. And just like Gideon, we have to respond to God. How do we do that? He pulled down the altar of Baal. What does that say to us? It represents everything false, everything deceptive, everything opposed to the will of God. Beloved, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is the bottom line of where we're at today. We need, as Christians, that's the condition of the church today. we need to pull down every false, every deceptive thing. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5 says we're to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Every God-usurping idol around and within us must be overturned and dethroned. Beloved, the last idol to go in our lives, you say, well, I don't bow down to first worship false gods. No, but there's the idol of fame, of power, of money. The last idol to go is the idol of self. Are we able to do as Jesus did, to delight to do the will of his Father? That was all that caused him to operate. It was his reason for ministry. He came in the form of a servant. It was his modus operandi, if you will. Are we willing to do the same thing? I'm just going to obey the Lord. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. I have called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. I have chosen you for such a time as this. I have called you out of humble surroundings. I have called you with a calling that the world does not recognize. You may be insignificant in your own eyes, but I have called you and I have set you aside for my purposes. Even as Gideon, I call you to be a light in this present darkness. I have called you to pray. I have called you to be as one who will stand in righteousness and the holiness of the Lord. As it is written, who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, who has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Look not at your infirmities, look not at your abilities, but it is I who have called you. I am the Lord of might, of power, and I shall equip and anoint you, and you shall go forth in my strength, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his anointing. Beloved, it is his calling, his anointing. Praise God. There's much more I want to share with you. We've only gone through a portion of what Gideon did. What we have to do, pull down every false thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And then there's a second step. We'll start that tomorrow. Praise God. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support. I so appreciate your prayers surrounding this ministry so that we can fulfill the call of God in this end time. We're all part of God's body. And thank you also for your financial help. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Gladys saying, God bless you, I love you, and until then, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.